McCavity was red-faced with anger now. Jim, by contrast, was talking eagerly to Kevin.
You were Hamlet Glint's creature, weren't you? When you put the black shadow on people, you went and got them. Oh, that's just so cool!
Kevin looked down at the small boy modestly. He inspected his claws.
Well, it was just a job, you know, but I do pride myself on doing it well.
But why? Rose demanded. Why did you kill them?
Orders,
Kevin said with a sniff.
Nothing I can do. Seemed a bit of a shame, though. I mean, cutthroat pirates and space villains, that's one thing. But a few old codgers passing off dodgy silverware does seem a bit drastic.
Wasn't all dodgy, though, was it? The doctor said. If they'd just tried to rip you off, they might have been all right. But they brought you something genuine, years ago. And so you were deeply, deeply disappointed when this time it was all a sham. He walked slowly towards McCavity, who backed away. So what was it? What was the key that allowed you to control Kevin? McCavity had his back to the wall now. He was clutching at his throat, struggling to pull a chain round his neck. On it was the large, plain gold medallion.
This, he spluttered, this is the key, so be very careful, Doctor.
The doctor stopped in mid-step.
Ah, he said. You've got it with you. That's good.
He still has to put the black shadow on you, Jim said, running to stand by the doctor. Just don't take anything from him, or let him put it in your pocket.
What would be the point of killing us now? The doctor said. No treasure, and we're not the threat. It's Sally Salvo and her chums you need to watch out for.
Salvo 750, Kevin said.
The doctor nodded. Kevin did not seem pleased.
Oh, do me a favour. Nothing but trouble she is. Take it from me.
We got that, thanks, Rose told him.
So where is she then?
Kevin asked.
Miles away, the doctor said. I don't expect them to show up here for a good while yet.
As he finished speaking, the whole room shook and the ship echoed with a loud metallic clang.
What was that?
Rose said, struggling to regain her balance.
Ah, sounded like a ship docking.
Back to the escape pod?
Jim suggested.
And meet our robotic friends coming the other way, the doctor said. They know this ship backwards. And, worst luck, forwards too.
What then? Rose demanded.
We need a room that's easy to defend with a back door for escape when and if necessary, the doctor said.
Any idea?
Games room,
Kevin suggested.
Fits the bill. And if we get bored, I'll give you a game of billiards.
The doctor grinned.
You know, that sounds ideal.
Kevin led them all down a short corridor, then through a living area to another room beyond. There was a big screen on one wall with a sofa against the opposite wall. The middle of the room was taken up with what looked like a snooker table. It seemed to have been left in the middle of a game.
Sorry about the mess,
Kevin said, setting down the resurrection casket and McCavity's chest on the snooker table.
Wasn't expecting visitors.
Kevin helped shift the snooker table over to block the door. To be on the safe side, they then stacked tables and chairs on top of it, pulling the two caskets to the other end of the large table.
Perhaps they won't find us, Jim said. If we're quiet, maybe they won't know we're here.
At that point, the snooker table shuddered as someone, something, tried to open the door.
They know we're here, Rose said.
We don't have long,
McCavity said. He gripped the doctor's arm.
We have to open the resurrection casket.
No, the doctor said simply.
We need the casket,
McCavity shouted. What if they get in here and kill us?
We need the casket open so we can bargain so they know they can't kill us.
They can kill us, the doctor said quietly. And they know it.
But with the casket,
McCavity insisted.
Yes, Jim said. We could just get inside, get put inside, and we'd come out well again.
No, the doctor said forcefully. It doesn't work like that. It can bring us back to life. That's what resurrection means,
McCavity shouted back. Maybe it is, but that's not what this casket does.